This foreword has been written by our dear friend, Louise Hay, the founder of Hay House Incorporated, the publishing house. When the students are ready, the teacher appears. In this mystery called life, we're continually searching for answers. We've always wanted to take control of our lives, but we haven't known how. We've always wanted to alleviate our fears, from the smallest, most intimate fears we have about our bodies and close relationships, to the larger fears we have about death, our government, and the world, and even those fears we may have about life on the other planets. This most comforting book takes care of all of that. No matter what our fear or concern may be, Abraham not only has an answer for us, but also an easy process that we can do that will take us beyond the fear or the problem to a new level of enjoying life. I believe that the teachers known as Abraham are some of the best on the planet today. Their words have certainly expanded my own outlook on life, and I'm most grateful to Jerry and Esther Hicks for their time and devotion to bringing these teachings to us at this point in time and space. There's a time and a season to expand our knowledge, and this time is now. And you are being blessed and prospered by having this book come into your hands. I've been aware of Abraham and of Jerry and Esther Hicks for several years. The moment I heard Abraham's words, I felt a deep connection. This is a teacher who's doing very good work, I thought, and the more I was exposed to the teachings, the more praise I had for the teacher. In time, I came to know Jerry and Esther. I was most impressed by how well they lived the teachings. Here were two joyous people manifesting good experiences at every turn. They loved each other and loved life more than most people I know. I enjoyed seeing how they always seemed to communicate with each other with joy and laughter. It does my heart so much good to see people really enjoying life all the time. We at Hay House are very proud to be the publisher of this series of books and to have the opportunity to now take this work to a larger worldwide audience. Ask, and it is given, the first book in this series was called, by best-selling author Wayne Dyer, a publishing milestone that offers you a blueprint for understanding and implementing your own destiny. This book, the second in the series, takes you further into yourself. It builds self-confidence, as you'll find that you now have innumerable tools to help you take care of any situation that may come along. As this self-confidence builds, you'll learn that you can accomplish anything. You'll learn to release struggle and instead begin practicing the art of allowing. You'll also be delighted to find out how easy it is to live life as joyously as you have always wanted it to be. I suggest you do as I do and keep both books by your bedside for morning and evening reading. You'll sleep better, you'll begin your days by allowing only good to enter your life, and you'll feel good as you do so. Louise Hay.